fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 21st day of December, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting at Republic Broadcasting with my show, the John Moore Show. And my show does begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. This morning we have my friend Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where Deputy Hendricks proudly flies the correct and proper flag of the state of Mississippi in front of his home to do the pledge for us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. And good morning, Kurt. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, as always, Deputy. Any updates on your observations of the consequences of the clot shot in your area, sir?
Well, it just seems that, unfortunately, it's become a normal thing where people are having the accidents. And like you talked about, and we've talked about, and Kirk's talked about, more and more real estate's becoming available, vehicles are becoming available for sale. And I think it's, I'm talking about used ones, of course.
Right.
I can't prove it. It's not scientific. I believe it's because of the vaccine, so-called vaccine.
Well, you're right. But in addition, of course, cars and real estate is the most obvious because of the way they're promoted and advertised. But you'll see artwork, really nice furniture, jewelry, guns, all for sale, because there's more of those things out for sale than there are people that want to buy them. Something I want you to keep an eye out for, Deputy, is personality changes. It's been men and women you've known for several years, so you know what their normal personality is. And your observations, if any, of people that got a clot shot, that have personality changes. Can you do that for us?
Oh, well, yeah. I meant to add that. Some of my relatives, in particular a brother of mine, that got it. Personality has changed. He doesn't think so, but from observation, he has.
Could you describe what his personality was before and after the clot shot, if you would, please?
Well, he is pretty easy going and all that. Now he's, what can I say, rough around the edges, if you know what I mean? Not as light as it used to be, seems to be go off on the least little thing.
Well, that's an excellent observation. We appreciate that. Well, keep your eyes and ears open for other personality changes and people you know, and report back to us as you can. We have no live show all week next week, including this coming weekend. So we'll have the week off next week, Deputy.
Well, I understand that from listening to your archives. And for some reason, I ain't been able to get you live, but I've been listening to your archives as always. So I appreciate those much.
Well, thank you. Anything else before we get away?
Well, of course, I want to wish you, the lovely Mrs. Moore and Kirk, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, of course. And, of course, the Moore Nation throughout not only our country, but you got listeners all over the world, as you know. So
we do.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. We'll see you next year, Deputy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll talk to you next year. Bye.
Okay. We have patient waiting in Greenwood, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is a proprietor of Water Revolution, his company in beautiful North Carolina, where I would have become a resident if not for the state legislature, not counting my year and a half I lived there towards residency to be in the university. Different story for a different day. He manufactures a complete line of water filters, beginning with the ReadyPure countertop gravity feed water filter, which, by the way, is legal to sell, which is not the case anymore for the Berkey, which may or not get its legal status regained. Has a solid metal spigot instead of the fragile plastic spigot that's on Berkey's. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thanks a lot, Deputy Hendricks, for the shout-out. Merry Christmas to you and your family down there in the beautiful state of Mississippi. I tell you what, it's interesting to hear him talk about, you know, some of his friends becoming more agitated and, you know, quick, you know, to snap back, you know, on any kind of a comment.
His brother. That's his brother.
Well, I mean, I come from New York, so I guess I understand that. And but boy, you can really tell, you know, when the body shifts, you know, with a lot of these things. And this mRNA is certainly one of them.
Well,
very dangerous stuff. And it won't be long. And the articles I'm reading now suggest that they're already introducing it into food products. And guess what? Water will be next. So if there's ever a time to be really, really cautious in how you treat the water that you drink and the water that you bathe in, this is that time right now. Because nothing is easier to disperse these things than the air and the water. And I believe we'll see both before it's over.
Something I've noticed, I've been doing radio now with I think I'm at this point the host with the most years at Republic Broadcasting. Something I've noticed over the years is almost none of our listeners live in the big cities where they put sodium fluoride in drinking water. I'm not sure if there's a connection between my listeners and non-fluoride drinking people, but there may be. What do you think, Kirk?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, where the populations are densest, you know, they get the most bang for the buck. And there certainly is a lot of rural municipalities that do have fluoridated water because that water originates, you know, in many cases from a city. But I'll tell you what, it's super, super important. I mean, when we look at the load, the chemical load that's in the typical municipal water, there's over 30,000 chemicals, I believe, that have been created since World War II, many of them with very dastardly intention. And a lot of them have segued over and been used for various reasons, and some of them wind up in the drinking water. And only 30 or 40 are ever really studied, understood, and, you know, dangerous levels, you know, reported. And even those reports, you know, every company that does any kind of a report or every organization is going to tailor that report to meet their needs. I've seen this over and over and over again, whether it's in the military or big corporations or, you know, government-run municipalities. Reports are tailored. And just because results are one thing one time 6 months ago doesn't mean what it is today, because these chemical loads shift. And not only that, but the suppliers that supply them change. So it's very, very important, you know, to handle that water. The ReadyPure is such an excellent unit for doing that because, number one, it's relatively inexpensive. And Kathy let me know last night that there is another 8 or 10 Ready Pure units that are what we call scratch and dent, and some of them just have a very slight blemish, you know, on the backside of the stainless steel. They're functioning. You're not even going to tell the difference. And she wants to offer those, like we did one time about 6 months ago, at an additional $100 savings. So basically, today and tomorrow, you'll be able to get one of these units at half price. So I would take advantage of that while you can, especially for those that don't have one. You may want to pick up an extra one. Last time we did this, I think she sold out of those in like 4 hours. So if you're interested, give a call today, because this is a savings you won't want to miss.
What's that
and
phone
you can
number?
Reach
twice
us
slowly.
At – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Twice slowly. The telephone number twice slowly.
Okay. 336-525-1015. I say again, 336-525-1015.
Now, we recommend one Ready Pure for every two adults, one for every three children, and if you can afford it, a third one, another one, kept unopened in a box as a very high-end barter item. What you don't want is people standing around waiting to get their next drink of water. That's why we recommend one for every two adults and one for every three children, correct?
That's right. And today, you can get it for half price, so give us a call.
That's a really big deal. Well, okay, moving on from there, I saw Tucker Carlson being interviewed on one of these talk shows, and he's talking about the existence of aliens as being real, as he says, well, they're not aliens, they've been here forever, which I guess that's a good way to describe these entities, which have been here for thousands of years. It was an interesting short interview. But I'm also listening to Cliff High, where he's talking about the exposure of the Elohim this coming year as causing great consternation with Jews, Christians, and Muslims, because apparently Gabriel, the Muslims believe in Gabriel, was an Elohim also. And, of course, Yahweh was one of the main Elohims. And Yahweh is sometimes referred to by Christians as God, where, in fact, Yahweh had a wife, liked barbecue, and also liked teenage girls. Doesn't sound like God to me, does it?
No, I don't know. John, I don't know enough about all of that to really comment effectively.
Okay.
And you know, I'm just really not sure. I mean, I know what I believe and how I feel, and it's often vastly different than many of the folks out there that profess one way or another. So right. I'm not sure I can be an effective judge.
Well, we're not. I'm not asking for a judgment.
Well, I love to comment about things. You know that. And I love to debate. I'm just not sure I'm the guy.
It's generally not wise to comment about things you don't know or understand. That's going to get you in trouble. The best thing to do is what you did, is just to admit your ignorance of that particular topic. When I'm ignorant of many topics, especially scientific topics. When it came to science, I was on the football field in high school, not in the science class. You know. We're wrapping up the year here. This will be the last live show we do this year. Next time we're on the air, it'll be the first week of January, Kirk.
I know. I can't believe this year has gone by as quickly as it has. And, you know, everybody's under so much pressure right now, especially those of us in the alternative community, because we know that being prepared is absolutely key. And that's certainly been on my mind last year. I know it's also been on yours and many of the folks out there. And we need to step that up and accelerate it, because, boy, things are tightening. You know, these latest moves, you know, by the central bank and what they're going to do and how they're going to respond now and move forward in 2024 is certainly creating an environment of danger for all of us. And not the least of which, you know, your comments about Cliff and what he's suggesting. And I think he's right about there being turmoil, you know, amongst the classes. We're going to see that this year. And, you know, people put different labels on it. And I guess that's effective to some degree. The problem is that there's good people and bad people in all of these, you know, classes and all of these religions. And very few, you know, that would consider themselves a particular religion believe in all that that religion professes. And many of the religions profess different things inside of them, which is also, you know, pretty interesting. One thing I can tell you is this, is that it's essential to get prepared. And John's got a number of phenomenal products on his website that everybody should take advantage of.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, the movie that Barack Obama and his husband, Michael, are behind, it's titled Civil War. It's supposed to be released, I believe it's March 24th, about 3 months away. And the term predictive programming takes on a whole new meaning when you know that Big Mike and Barack are behind this movie. Of course, Barack grew up under the influence of several known communists. And I'm really interested in watching it. The trailer is pretty scary, and I recommend everybody watch this film to see what Barack feels is the future for our country, Kirk.
Now, is that, I know that he did the other one, Leave the World Behind, that was on Netflix, which I think is a phenomenal movie. Did his company also do this next one?
As far as I
wasn't aware
of
that. I thought there were two separate.
I'm pretty sure they are. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But
well,
I'm
it's all the same pot anyway. all of that media is connected, you know, at the higher level. So, you know, you're right about that for sure, either way. But that movie, Leave the World Behind, is an incredible movie. You know, just the symbology that's used in that movie is incredible. You know, the various references to history and things that are all designed to, you know, tell a certain story. And I can see that developing, you know, here in the next little bit without too much trouble. How about you?
Well, absolutely. Leave the World Behind is what the film we're discussing now. And Barack and Big Mike were behind this. And it's worth the time. I think it's about a two-hour movie. And it's very professionally done with good acting. Everything about it was very professional, very Hollywood level. Which the premise is that there's a nationwide hack job on the power grid, and it's very realistic and worth the time to watch, I think. So,
and there's a lot of references about it too, about how it develops, and what you know, the one character, the very educated and successful black gentleman that had to escape New York City. You know, I love when they show these films because they totally screw up the geography. I mean, you know, they have them out in the Hamptons, and yet they can walk to the beach and look at the city, which, of course, is ridiculous because the city is, you know, 60, 70 miles away. But in any event, it's just interesting. And one of the tenets of the movie, I believe, is that they put across the idea that it's very possible that this that these attacks were actually false flag staged by people in our own, if not government, but, you know, corporate structure. I thought it was very, very interesting how they tie that in. And then they've got some very interesting shots of this survival bunker. Also, I'm not going to tell you when, but it's definitely worth watching. And again, that's on Netflix. Even if you're not a Netflix member, I'm sure there's a way to, you know, rent or watch that movie, perhaps online. But definitely worth seeing for sure, because, you know, it shows a lot of interaction and a lot of mental thinking that many people are going to go through, especially those in the city that don't have the rural lifestyle that many of us have. And so they're just totally shocked, you know, by how it happens. And we see that they're easily deceived. There's several scenes in the movie where they're talking about dropping pamphlets from the sky and how these pamphlets actually show who's, you know, purported to create this terror. And it's just very, very interesting the way it's done. Worth watching for sure.
Well, one of the things about the pamphlets was on the East Coast, they're dropping pamphlets showing Muslims behind it. On the West Coast, they were showing pamphlets with was it the Koreans or the cartels behind it?
Well, they were talking about Asians. They weren't descriptive, but it was basically, it to mean the North Koreans.
Asians behind it on the West Coast, so that was interesting. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Christmas music there. If you feel motivated, and I hope you do, to make it a contribution to RBN, we certainly need it. We're not having live broadcasts all week next week to save money. That's why we're doing it, not just to give people time off, which of course they need it. But we're not quite self-sufficient yet financially. We're getting more advertisers, and it's difficult, a lot of competition out there. If you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. Just go to the website. You can make a donation right there, and there's an address to mail in a check or a money order, and that will help us a lot. Let's see. We'll get some more Christmas music for bumpers as this hour goes on here, as this show goes on today. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. Kirk, tell us about this special deal you've got that will sell out pretty quick.
Well, what happens is when we get the pallets of the material that we use to build this Ready Pure unit, sometimes there's a little bit of damage in transition, and that happens every now and again. And we don't really see it sometimes until we actually get into the pallet itself. And there is 8 or 10 units that Kathy would like to move as what we call scratch and dent units. So it's a regular Ready Pure unit, you know, intact, all brand new, never used. Sometimes there's a little scratch on the cap. Sometimes there's a scratch in the, you know, on the side of the unit. But in any event, they're perfectly usable. And you know, many times you can't even notice that there's a scratch, but she's pretty particular with what she ships. But in any event, some of those, you know, I think there's 8 or 10 of them are available at half price, and but you have to call in to get that price. And again, the number is 336-525-1015. Last time we did this, I think it was a year ago, John, you know, they were gone. The ones we had available were gone in like 3 hours. So if you're interested, make sure and give us a call.
All right. I encourage people to do that. Well, Kirk, this time here, people reflect on their life, where their life is, where it's going, where they would like it to be. Are you doing anything like that yourself, sir?
Of course. I do it every day.
Okay.
But especially this year. Yeah, there's some things that I have earmarked for 2024. And we've done a lot of the prep work over the last year. And now we've got to finalize some of these things, different projects that are, you know, that are in the air. I'm going to get more serious about that. I'm going to get back on the treadmill, you know, on a regular schedule, which I've neglected for the last year. And I can feel it. So I'm back on that again. And we're just excited, you know, about what's going to happen. You know, at the same time, you know, just trying to increase our, you know, preparedness every day in one way or another.
Well, it's been a week ago today that my construction crew began work on my studio. I'm looking at the doorway to it, 24 by 24 feet. It gets the trusses got up for the roof yesterday. I think the deck will go on the roof today. And hopefully pretty soon I'll be moved in there and be doing my show on Republic Broadcasting from my new studio and be doing some live video podcasts as well. It's a fun project, and it's going to be beautiful. My wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, has a lot of experience. She's helped set up professional recording studios herself, and she knows the technology. She understands the lighting, and it'll be very well done, Kirk.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I look forward to seeing it.
It'll be beautiful, and we'll have a green screen there, just like they use for the professional TV people, and I can look like I'm in front of the Eiffel Tower or in front of the Grand Canyon or any place I want to be with the use of the green screen. Pretty nice, isn't it?
It is. Which camera are you going to use, do you know?
We have a selection of several cameras. We may be buying another one, but it'll be sufficient to do the job properly.
Well, I tell you, Sony has an A6400 camera, which right. is a phenomenal value right now. I think it's on super sale at Adorama and BH Photo Video. I'll say it again. It's a Sony A6400. It's the smaller of the two frame cameras that are made, you know, with that chip. But boy, right. it works great. It's got a number of great features in it, and it has
I'll check it out.
A clean HDMI feed out, which is one, you know, what you really need.
Right. We'll be looking at that. The cameras we got are great. There's one we have that may be sufficient, but we'll look at we'll check this out also. Appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's a great camera.
Yeah. Well, moving on from there, I'm looking forward to improved health this coming year, having a better and closer relationship with my wife, having a better quality show for all the listeners here at Republic Broadcasting with the new studio. You know, a lot of fun things, important things that I'm looking forward to. And I'm also, as always, looking forward to getting information to my listeners that will help them have a better life, a healthier life, in every which way, Kirk.
That's the key. That's the key to a successful life, no doubt.
Absolutely, I agree. And I need to mention the prepper tip of the day. I didn't do that. It's a book. The title of the book is The Secret of the Ages. The author is Robert Collier. I say again, the title of the book is The Secret of the Ages. The author is Robert Collier. There was a TV miniseries called The Secret with Oprah on it that was based on this book. They didn't mention the title of the book because they didn't want people to buy something else, but that's what that miniseries The Secret was based on. We have Bob and the Hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
It's the London Symphony Orchestra. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have a Christmas sale going on right now on energy cleaners. It's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and something I've never done before, an additional 10% off the entire order if you use PayPal. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. Kirk, I was just reading an interview Mike Adams did with a whistleblower. This is a security officer for one of the buses running illegal aliens from Texas to places like Chicago and New York. The bus company owners get paid, listen to this, $5,000 each for each illegal alien transported from Texas to Chicago or New York. In addition, the illegal aliens get a $1,200 payment and a cell phone. And, of course, they're provided with food and water along the route. And as it so happens, the owner of the bus company getting all these contracts is Governor Abbott's friend. Is that a surprise?
No, not at all. I think we have probably the worst group of people in government today that have ever existed on planet Earth. And I include, well, you know, the Roman Empire in that, too.
Well, for $5,000 a person, we could put them on chartered jets and save money, I think, per person, very elegant accommodations rather than a tour bus. They're using tour buses. And of course, tour buses are very nice. They're quiet. They have large, comfortable seats. They have a restroom in the back. It's not really a burden to be riding a tour bus, is it?
I don't know. I haven't been in a bus since I was a teenager.
Well, these are people going, you know, the guided tours. They only hold 50 people, and they have very large, comfortable seats, air conditioning, heat, and a restroom at the back end of it. They're very elegant and very, very comfortable.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, well, yeah. You can afford a really nice vehicle at $5,000 a head, huh?
Yeah, well, it's people on those companies are making a lot of money, to say the least. But that's there's interesting to see the details behind what's going on down in Texas.
I can't believe the Texans are standing up for it.
Well,
I just cannot believe. I mean, knowing the Texans like I do, I just can't believe that the population is going along with this.
Well, that's not publicly known, the $5,000 per person to bust them out. But what the Texans know publicly, they like it because the illegal aliens are being shipped out of Texas, and they like that, Kirk.
Yeah, but you know what? You have to look at it, at least I do, you know, as a whole. And, you know, these are people that are brought in with the primary goal of creating unrest, you know, both financially and eventually kinetically. And that's how I see it. And it's a threat. It's a move inside of a war. It's a quiet war. You know, it's one that most people don't understand, but it's happening right now. And you know, we've got to really be careful this year that we put people, you know, in government at these elections that will stand up, you know, for the Constitution and the state constitutions, and more now than ever. And I think they're probably, you know, the other side's probably getting worried that they're going to be unable to cheat their way out of this one. So I think it's going to be, we'll see some developments this year that are designed to create, you know, emergency situations that will allow them to manipulate, you know, as they have in the past, and maybe at an even higher degree. And it's just, I don't know. I can't understand, you know, how we got to where we are. I mean, I know the mechanics of it. I just can't believe that, you know, that it is what it is. I guess spilt milk a little, but
right.
It's terrible.
These sanctuary cities are getting what they wanted. They wanted to be sanctuary cities for criminals. All these illegal aliens are criminals by definition. I find it interesting that these liberals are upset that when a family of illegals is arrested, that they separate the children from the parents. That's what we do in this country. If a parent is arrested for DWI, the children don't go to jail with the parent. They're separated from the parent. That's the way we do things in the United States. We don't lock them all up together, do we?
Mm-mm-mm. Tricky business.
Well, that's the way it is. And so American liberals are complaining that the illegal aliens are treated somehow inhumanely because we separate the children from the parents when they're arrested. That's what we do. Criminals criminal adults are put in jail by themselves, not with their children. The children are taken into protective custody where they can meet no harm, as opposed to putting them in a prison where it's not a good place for a child to be, is in a prison, is it?
No, and it's not a good place for a child to be without their parents. And are, in fact, you know, all of these children actually blood related, you know, to the people that come across?
Well, that's a whole different topic. apparently many children are cycled through where the illegal aliens use the child as a way to get into the country more easily, and once they're processed, the child is cycled back into Mexico and used again. That's just wrong in the face of it, isn't it?
Oh, the whole thing is disgusting. The whole concept is just disgusting.
Well, we've done it to ourselves. We got nobody to blame but ourselves, our government. There's no country on the planet is doing what we're doing. The closest thing I can think of is what Rome did 2,000 years ago when they were allowing the barbarians to come into the Roman Empire. The barbarians eventually caused the demise of the Roman Empire, didn't it?
I would say you're right. No doubt about it. That and the same, shenanigans that we see here, with the money and, the way it's done and the banking and, the whole rest of it. I mean, it's a terrible situation that we now find ourselves in. And, unfortunately, most people are looking for a savior, someone to come in like a Donald Trump, and turn things around. I don't think at this point it's possible. I think it's so infected. And I think the younger folks, are so blind to what's going on. And, that moves further every day because, the knowledgeable, wise people are dying and getting older and becoming more fragile. And, we see the death rates increasing and all of these things. And the young people that are coming on, just they don't have a clue, most of them, about how things are really supposed to be. So they don't have a mental picture of what's right in many cases.
Well, I was just reading Mike Adams' interview with this whistleblower. He's saying that Venezuela is emptying out the prisons and sending them to the United States as illegal aliens.
I don't doubt it. I'm sure that's been going on for a long, long time. I mean, we saw a lot of the refugees that came over to Florida from Cuba, in the early 60s were also, many of them criminals.
Well, they had the Muriel Boatlift lift, they called it, which was specifically criminals being emptied out of Cuba. I think that was in the early 1980s, I believe. The Cuban Americans I've met who escaped or their parents escaped from Cuba are some of the most patriotic Americans I've ever met.
That's my experience too. Absolutely.
Absolutely hate communism. They understand communism. They hate communism. They will volunteer to fight communism if necessary, and they're great people, aren't they, Kirk?
Yes, they are, and I've got a number of very close friends also that are Cuban. Originally, their ancestors were Cuban refugees.
Well, we're not
but,
talking.
I just think, as a whole, if you can allow criminals, and people that are just diverse, in their thinking, don't understand. Constitutional government, don't have the upbringing, maybe they don't have the IQ and the education, and you just flood these people in and you teach them that we're going to support them and help them, with these EBT cards and everything else. Well, I mean, it's a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, us barefoot peasants like myself living in the Ozarks, we're going to have to deal with this, and we will. We will deal with it properly. Humanely, we will protect lives and property as necessary, and we will prevail ultimately. But between now and prevailing, it's going to be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth, isn't there?
No doubt. And I think that, the minute that these folks are not supported financially and not taken care of, they're going to, lash back physically. And then, we don't have the police in sufficient quantity to take care of that because the numbers are so huge. How many people have come over in the last year? It's several million, isn't it?
Yes, it's in the millions. Just one day, I think it was 3 or 4 days ago, in one day they had over 12,000 across the border illegally one day.
That's a quarter of a stadium of people. I mean, it's a huge amount of people.
It is. It's massive. And, of course, the sanctuary cities are now pleading and begging for help. They regret their decision. At least they're not publicly saying they regret it, but they obviously do. They're housing people in public spaces that are not meant to house people, desperate for money to pay for food and medical care. It's an absolute disaster, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I've seen many, many interviews of people that work in these, you know, sanctuary hotels. And I'm sure many of our folks have seen those. And it's just it's incredible what happens, you know, and I can visualize it very easily because I grew up in New York and I've seen, you know, many, many large groups of people that are not well behaved. Of course, never to the degree that you see today, because it was just totally different back then. But even the worst behaved were better behaved than some of the best behaved now. But it's just incredible. I mean, this plan of attack is absolutely ingenious. They've done a wonderful job of executing it and keeping the knowledge away from most folks. And we've got to change that by continuing to shout out the good word and share the truth, you know, whenever we can.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be an interesting year, as always. A presidential election, which may or may not take place. I still hope that there will take place. The powers that be really need mail-in ballots in order to win this next election, don't they?
Either that or, you know, a postponement, you know, of the election, both of which I think are strong possibilities. Now, what about Trump? Did Colorado suggest that he can't be on the ballot?
It was not a suggestion. It was a ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court, 3-4.
And what happens now? Can you still write his name in when you vote or no?
Well, you can, but the Republicans are not going to have a primary. They're going to have a caucus. So they've already circumvented that part of it. It's just,
so it's behind closed doors. The
No, that's not what a caucus is. Not at all. In a caucus state, each congressional district, I don't know how many Colorado has, but each congressional district has their own caucus. These are public meetings where the decision is made by a vote, usually a show of hands, as to who's going to be the presidential nominee. So Colorado has become a caucus state for the Republicans. There will be an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Other states are considering taking President Trump off the ballot. I know California is one. I believe there's one or two others. They will all be unsuccessful, but they're going to make the attempt.
Well, we keep suggesting that they're going to be unsuccessful legally for things that they do, and sometimes they're not. You know, sometimes it just continues to stand, even though it's completely, you know, unconstitutional, you know, maybe even illegal.
Can you give us one example of that, Kirk, please?
Well, the things that happen with some of the gun control regulations and laws is one example. There's certain things that they're doing, you know, that have stood for a long time. For example, the banning of fully automatic weapons. It's completely unconstitutional.
They were never banned. You don't know that?
Well, they're banned to the point that in order to get it, you have to have a very special permit, right, and justification for it.
No,
so it's not
no.
open and free. Right?
It's just
am I right?
No, you just fill out the paperwork. You have to be fingerprinted and photographed. Pay a $200 transfer tax. I know quite a few machine gun collectors. I've had no particular desire to own automatic weapons, but machine gun collectors I know typically own 3 to 20 or even more. My friend John Ross, who died almost 2 years ago, he had hundreds of machine guns he owned. So they're readily and easily available if you've got the determination and the money to pay for them. So that's automatic weapons. Ironically, under President Reagan, who supposedly was a patriotic president, that's when they made the sale of new automatic weapons not available to the general public, only available to law enforcement and the military, which made the price of all the existing automatic weapons, which was about $250,000, by the way, about $250,000 legally owned in private hands automatic weapons in this country, made the price of those go up dramatically, very quickly.
So you can purchase an automatic weapon from somebody that currently has one, but you can't buy a new one under any circumstances?
No, you can't. That's under President Reagan.
I see.
So, yeah, they're readily available. There's it's a whole subculture within the gun culture of men and women who buy and sell automatic weapons. They're very tightly controlled, but they are available. So I don't want to dwell on that too much longer. But not all gun dealers can sell automatic weapons. You have to have a special license to buy and sell automatic weapons, by the way.
I see.
Of course, if we're talking about a longstanding law that's unconstitutional, that would be the 1938 Gun Control Act, which is a word-for-word English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. Now, that's on the face of it unconstitutional.
Incredible.
Yep, that's the way it is. Got a quiet morning here. I've got a last break coming up. The call number is 512-248-8252. We have what amounts to an army of illegal aliens, and I'm using the word army in the military sense of the word, coming into our country, waiting their orders. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk, we got a caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Kurt. Always good to hear your jovial self on here. Listen, guys, I wanted to comment a little bit about this, what Kurt was saying about the constitutionality and whether the Supreme Court will, what they will do on this. You know, we all expect that the Supreme Court will throw it out. But I was listening to a guy yesterday. He's got a YouTube channel. He's Lionel Nation. And he's a constitutional professor and scholar and lawyer on the Constitution. And he says that he thinks that he says the Supreme Court has disappointed us a lot of times in the past by either pushing it to the side and not ruling on it in time, you know, for the election, or doing this or doing that. And he doesn't have the faith that the Supreme Court's going to see this and kick it out right away either. So, I mean, we have seen the Supreme Court do these kind of things in the past. Now, I'm no expert. I don't know all the different times they've done this, but I know that they pulled one that was similar to this back during the first Trump election, when they refused to rule on things up until the point where it got to the point where it was, you know, I think it had to do with Russian collusion and all that stuff like that was coming out from that from the FBI and all that stuff. But, you know, but yeah, it's a chance that the Supreme Court may not, you know, if they get a lot of cases, they may push them all to the side and try to either rule on them individually or this or that. So we don't really know what the Supreme Court's going to do. They may stick it to us. The other thing I wanted to comment was, I was looking at Karen Kingston had an article that came out yesterday, and she's saying that it looks like that they aerosolized this COVID-19 from SARS-CoV-2 viruses, and they sprayed it on the people. She's saying that the people in China that were originally of the original ones, nine of them had different viruses. They couldn't isolate it as being a COVID-19 virus because they were showing positive for different types of SARS-2 viruses. And she said that would be impossible because no virus could mutate that quickly. Okay, so they weren't showing positives for COVID-19. So what they were doing was they were isolating and spraying these COVID viruses into the public. It's an airborne virus, by the way, you know, supposedly. And a lot of people will come. So this is one of the things that they were doing. And I know that this guy, Robert Malone, has for years been working on aerosolizing mRNA particles for the tobacco companies, because the tobacco companies have been wanting to spray this mRNA technology onto their leaves for some reason. God knows why. I guess maybe they'll spread it to the smokers. Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, it's crazy. But he's been working on aerosolizing this stuff for years, and so evidently they've been spraying it on us. So,
all right, anyway. Charlie. Thank you.
Incredible. Thanks,
Kirk,
Charlie.
Thank
that was
you.
Great.
Have a great holiday. Happy New Year. We'll see you next year. Okay. I don't know what happened to the music. Okay, thank you. Top down break. Back with my friend Dr. Lynn Hurley. Stay tuned.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.